Thank you. Now, the foundation or the essence of bodhicitta is what's called heartwarming love, where any sentient being that we meet, that human, animal, insect, whatever, every sentient being generates in the mind a sense of warmth and love, just like we experience when we somebody extremely close to us in our life, our child, our partner, who inspires just this outgoing sense of warmth and love, and, you know, wish to make them happy, delight in their happiness, see them free from suffering and so on. So bodhicitta is developed when heartwarming love spontaneously arises 24 hours a day. Whenever we come in contact with sentient beings or think about sentient beings, even dream about sentient beings, the mind is filled with the warmth of love towards them. There is no discrimination of those we dislike, for whom we have built up maybe decades of resentment and dislike, irritation. Those who have harmed us or harmed our family and friends, equal sense of heartwarming love. That is bodhicitta, when that's spontaneously manifested 24 hours a day. So it's not going to come out of the sky. We have to train our minds to be in that state. And that's possible. It's completely possible. We have to be totally convinced. Yes, I can generate equal heartwarming love towards all sentient beings. Why not? And that's the real meaning of taking the essence of the perfect human rebirth, generating bodhicitta. This is the perfect human rebirth refers to meeting the Mahayana teachings. And the essence of Mahayana is bodhicitta. The wisdom realizing emptiness is an essential aid to generating bodhicitta, but that's also developed on the Hinayana path, the same wisdom. So the real purpose of the Mahayana training is to generate bodhicitta, which is possible for every single one of us. And we do so by training the mind in the graduated steps, seven steps of cause and effect. So in this meditation, the seven steps of Mahayana cause and effect, we go into it knowingly, willingly, with a purpose, the determination to train our mind in heart, essentially in heartwarming love. Don't get caught up in petty antagonism towards your parents. Oh, I can't have love. I hate my mother, I hate my father. He did this, she did that. Of course, they're not perfect, nor are you. Otherwise we don't need to meditate. If we don't want to repeat our parents' mistakes in our own life, our own family life, then we must train our mind, this mind, in bodhicitta. So, as we do the preliminary step of establishing the mind in equanimity, be aware of your own faults, not the faults of others, and really try to manifest an equal attitude, at least an equal attitude, not talking yet about love and compassion, just an equal attitude towards all sentient beings. Unbiased through attachment or aversion or ignorance. Then on that foundation, actively train your mind to manifest in the aspect of each progressive step towards bodhicitta. So think I'm this meditation I'm going to really make my perfect human rebirth meaningful. I'm going to train my mind in bodhicitta. Begin simply by watching coming and going of your breath, let your mind become very clear, uninterrupted by distracting thoughts, focused on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your nostrils. Now think about the people in your life and also the animals, insects and so on, of how the three poisons cause your mind to seize them unequally, partially. You discriminate through attachment to some who essentially pander to your self-cherishing, or offer promise of some mundane pleasure, and through attachment you hold them close, cling to them, discriminate them as very special, mine. Our aversion discriminates others with dislike, irritation, anger. Those who threaten your self-image, who you see as competitors. Danger to your self-esteem, physical or mental, threats. And the third poison of non-caring ignorance, how you dismiss the thoughts of strangers, of whether they're happy or unhappy, does not have any weight, any value in your mind. You ignore them. Then imagine these three groups of friends, enemies, strangers, and how your subjective mind is very partial, liking a few, disliking many, ignoring most. Really see that how we are all completely equal and simply trying to find happiness and freedom from suffering. And in our blind efforts to organize the external world to suit our requirements, we inadvertently hurt each other. As they've hurt me, I've hurt them. As my attachment has hurt me, their attachment towards me has hurt them. In your mind, make your mind be completely equal, seeing that we're all in the same boat. Which is threatening to be capsized by the waves of attachment, aversion and ignorance. We drown in our self-created samsara. Generate your mind in the aspect of equanimity, an equal attitude towards all. Think of the friends, enemies, strangers as not different from yourself. Focus on the subjective experience of your mind in equilibrium towards all living beings and feel the strength in that. Feel the freedom from the uptightness of anger and attachment. Now, working on that foundation of equanimity, enhance its quality by reflecting on all living beings as having been your mother many, many times in past lives. When the great Lama Ratisha first met his principal disciple, John Tompa, he told John Tompa to run down to the next street. His mother was in great danger. Alarmed at the thought of his mother being hurt, Tom Tompa raced to the end of the street, where he found a donkey that was being strangled by the halter, twisted around his neck. And he realized the teaching of his guru. All beings have been your mother. And the alarm, the urgent need to rescue sentient beings from suffering, is equal to the need we feel to protect our present mother on the basis of equanimity, seeing all beings as having been one's mother in past lives. Reflect upon the kindness of mothers, using your present mother, who looked after you when you were so young, as an example. Just as you feel a great debt to repay the kindness of your present mother, feel that same obligation towards all living beings. Make this manifest 100% mental attitude. The urgent wish to repay the kindness of all mother sentient beings. Feel your whole mind in that aspect. And with your subjective mind, in the aspect of wishing to repay the kindness of others, then think about the people, birds, animals, insects in your life, and as each appears to your mind sees them in the aspect of heartwarming love. Like hearing your child laughing happily in the playground, you're filled with warmth. Feel that attitude towards all living beings. Then, realizing that so many at this moment are not happy, not laughing, experiencing the vast spectrum of unhappiness, physical and mental, like donkeys strangling in the rope of the halter. Our mothers are strangling in the net of the poisonous net of ignorance, anger, and attachment. Generate great compassion. My mothers must be protected, rescued. From the dangers of their samsaras. Then develop a special attitude. As they've all been so kind to me, it is naturally my responsibility to rescue all mother sentient beings from samsara. Feel your whole mind filled with courage and determination to take the burden upon yourself for rescuing all mother sentient beings. Then on top of that, have the pure intention to achieve your full potential of enlightenment in order to be able to fully actualize that wish. I shall become a Buddha, have no doubt. Not next life or the life after, but this life. I shall achieve my full potential and become a perfect guide for all mother sentient beings. No half measures, 100%, your entire mind in that attitude. Then think with mindfulness and alertness, I shall maintain this attitude today, tomorrow, forever. I shall not let the bad habits, the poisonous attitudes of attachment, anger, or ignorance water down my total determination to achieve enlightenment and lead all beings out of suffering. So having set your mind in the perfect attitude for this life and all future lives, and dedicate the positive energy of this meditation to all Mother sentient beings. Relax and stop the meditation. Ahem.